is Michael. Come up. Please open your day. How may I help you?
Hello, Michael. I received a message to call IRCC. I had applied for social assistance in British Columbia, and I wouldn't expect that I would qualify for it because I don't have status in Canada. But I was advised to apply for it anyway by my probation officer. So they contacted your office, and she told me, the caseworker told me that you guys wanted me to call.
I'll be happy to go take a look at your file here, see what it's concerning exactly. Do you have a UCI number handy?
Yes, 6002-8504.
Thank you so much. I'm going to take a look right now. I'm just going to ask you a couple of security questions. That's all right with you?
Yeah.
Awesome. Can you confirm your full name, please?
Sure, it's Patrick Henry Fox. I used to go by the name Richard Reese, though.
Okay, thank you. And your date of birth, please?
November 24th, 73.
And which country were you born?
U.S.
Thank you so much. Okay. Let's see. Perfect, yeah. So you don't mind if I just push on a brief hold? I go take a look at the file here, see what's going on?
Yeah, that's fine. Thanks.
Thanks, hold on. Thanks so much for holding. Sorry about that.
Sure.
Yeah, so I took a look at the file here. I do, in fact, see that... you applied for social assistance on January 19th.
Mm-hmm.
January 18th, 2019. They received the fax from BC.
Mm-hmm.
So the local IRCC office in Winnipeg does have it. As to why they called, they left your voicemail on the phone, they called you?
Oh, no. I had spoken with the case manager, and that application for social assistance has since been... formally denied, so that's over with. But she had said when I was speaking with her one of the times, she had said that you guys wanted me to call you.
Oh, okay.
Regarding... not 100% sure, but I would assume it's got something to do with my status or lack thereof and being present or...
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to do some further investigating on LBR back. Is that okay?
Sure, yeah.
Sure, won't be long. Thanks.
Thanks.
Thanks for holding, sir. Sorry for the wait. I was just doing some further verification. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to ask you, do you currently have a Canadian passport?
I do not have a Canadian passport, no.
Okay, you don't?
No.
Okay. And you were born in Canada?
No, I was born in the U.S., but back in the 90s, I applied for a Canadian passport on false pretenses, and it was issued. That's where the name Richard Reese came in.
Ah, okay. So you were born in the States, then?
Yeah.
Okay. No problem. I'm checking a little more. I'll be right back.
Sure.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Don, before I put you on hold, did they actually give you the passport when you applied for it back in the 90s, or you never actually received it?
No, I did. I did receive it. Unofficially, it's been my experience, or it was my experience, it was much easier getting the passport than getting the birth certificate.
Okay.
But that was a long time ago, so...
Yep. And do you have a birth certificate, Canadian or American?
I have an American birth certificate, yes.
You have an American birth certificate, yeah. Yeah, I'll put you on another hold. I'll be right back. Won't be long.
Sure. Thanks.
Thank you so much for holding, sir.
Sure.
Yeah, so I took a look, and you're right, it is quite tricky since we don't have an official status as of right now.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a few options that we can try.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to send you some emails. Do you have an email address?
Sure, yeah, it's Patrick H. Fox, all one word,
mm-hmm.
@gmail.com.
Thank you, because there is, you can try to apply to become a permanent resident status under humanitarian and compassionate grounds. So I'm going to send you the guide and the steps for that.
Okay.
You can seek that status.
Let me ask you,
go ahead.
The conviction that I have for criminal harassment, which is still on appeal, but the conviction has been in place now, doesn't that render me inadmissible? I'm just curious.
Apply for permanent residency?
Well, I would have thought that such a conviction would make me inadmissible to Canada altogether. Is that not correct? Or?
Okay. That's a very good question, actually.
Okay.
You said it was a criminal harassment?
Yeah, yeah. It was an indictable offense. I was sentenced to 3 years and 10 months.
Okay.
Of course, I could deal with that afterwards. We could first address the suggestions that you were going to make.
Sure. Yeah, like I said, I'm going to send you the application and steps and details for applying under humanitarian and compassionate grounds.
Okay.
Also, I'll send you the application for Canadian citizenship as well as an adult, so you can take a look, see if you meet those requirements. And also, lastly, I'm going to send you some information for local community centers in your area that can help you out. With your status and the applications, if you need information or how to fill out the application, and perhaps you could also try, for the social services,
mm-hmm.
For welfare, you can see there might be some special clauses for people who are kind of like in the middle of battling for a status, don't have a status at the moment.
Sure.
In the middle of legal proceedings or whatnot. There could be a special clause for welfare for that.
Okay.
So you might be admissible for welfare if ever, you're in the battle or you're kind of, you don't have a status at the moment. They might have a special clause for that. I'd recommend checking with them as well regarding that. So I can send you all that information via email.
Okay, great.
I just want to make sure the email, I have it spelled here correctly. So that's Patrick, P-A-T-R-I-C-K,
mm-hmm.
And then H as in Henry.
Yep.
And then Fox, F-O-X,
yep.
@gmail.com.
That's right, yep.
Great, so yeah, you'll get that email in the next 5 minutes.
Okay, wonderful. Thanks a lot.
Perfect, yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for calling, Patrick. Have a great day.
You too. Okay, bye.
Thanks.